The site of the former Erie Freight House on Ohio Street is being transformed into Buffalo River Landing. The $18 million project is being led by Sam Severino.
A year from now, people will be living here. There will be 78 luxury apartment units here. There will be an on-site fitness center. There will be a small office building here. The first level will be underground parking. I'm happy to say that before any leasing or any formal entreaties for tenants over here, we've had over 70 serious inquiries for people that want to live here.
Severino says the Buffalo River is now activated and the trend is all going up. A key factor is the recently completed $11 million overhaul of Ohio Street into a parkway.
There are other people investing in the street right now. Ellicott Development has a project down the street. The Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association is having a building next door. Rick Smith and his group are doing things at Silo City, and you see Riverworks across there.
Congressman Brian Higgins says the river's been brought back to life with more than $72 million in federal funding and nearly $27 million from the Niagara Power Project relicensing agreement. Higgins credits Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper for leading the cleanup.
The attraction to the Buffalo waterfront, we learned in the aftermath of Bass Pro, was the water. And it's what people desire. I mean, you see, you know, canoes and kayaks and bicyclists all along this corridor. So it's creating a new vibe in Buffalo.
Chris Kaye, WBFO News.